The coal piles reach several stories high. They belong to the C.R. Rice Company, which has operated for decades along the shores of the Fox River. But the piles are directly across the river from a densely populated neighborhood, where people like Rosemary Hinkfuss have dealt with pesky coal dust that blows over and coats everything.
Well, when we first moved here, we lived right across the street, and if you wanted to have a picnic out at 5 o'clock, you washed your furniture at 4, and you still couldn't do it because it was so full of coal dust.
The coal company began watering down the piles a few years ago in an attempt to control the dust. Hinkfuss says the situation has improved, but she's looking forward to the day when the piles are gone for good. And that day is still up to a decade away, but the city of Green Bay has taken its first step in that direction. U.S. Senator Herb Kohl was on hand to announce $227,000 in federal money that'll help the city buy the coal company land and move the Rice Company a few miles downstream to an industrial area at the mouth of the river. Then Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt says the city will begin redeveloping the spot where the coal piles are now.
So we see a different use, a better use with that property behind us, yet supporting the coal industry because it's sustainable, it's a long-term industry, their business is good, and we want to support that. We just would like to support that closer to the mouth of the river.
But to do that, Schmidt says he'll need the cooperation of the city, county, state, and federal governments. He estimates the cost of moving the coal piles will top $20 million. The mayor sees the $227,000 from the federal government as just a down payment. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.